Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pieris. It was a spectacle of a day at the R. Premadasa Stadium as thousands flocked in their numbers. The stadium was full to watch the premier encounter in World Cup T20 2026 between traditional rivals, Pakistan and India. And Sri Lanka is very proud we had the opportunity of hosting this game, as lots of dignitaries, including His Excellency the President himself, the Honorable Anuradha Kumarasamy, also was in attendance. We also saw Mr. Jay Shah, the chairman of the ICC, at the ground. So it was a great spectacle. But unfortunately, as far as Pakistan was concerned, they were completely outplayed. Well, India win this game by 61 runs, and that's a big margin, and have now qualified for the Super 8s. As far as Pakistan is concerned, they got one more game to play against Namibia, and that, of course, will be played here in Sri Lanka. If they do win that game, then they too will qualify for the Super 8s. But let's start off with what went wrong with Pakistan. Right, they won the toss, elected to bowl first, and they leaked 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets. I thought they bowled to both sides of the wickets, and that cost them so many runs. In fact, it was a surprise to note, this is the first time that a team in an ICC championship fielded 6 specialist spinners. Ishan Kishan was fantastic. Left-hander, 77 runs in 40 deliveries, 10 boundaries, 3 massive sixers. 192.50 was his strike rate. But then Pakistan bowlers should blame themselves. They were bowling to his strengths and he thumped them to all parts of the park. Tilak Varma made 25, Surya Kumar Yadav 32, and Shivan Dubey 27. Now the big question is, what's happening to Shaim Shah Afridi? He's going around the park, the well-known left-arm seamer in world cricket. Just bowled 2 overs, leaked 31 runs, and managed to get 1 wicket at the back end. So that's a huge problem the Pakistanis are facing. Salman Agar, who opened the bowling with his right-arm off-spin, took 1 wicket for 10 runs. Salim Ayub, very impressive, 3 for 25. And Usman Tariq bowled 4 overs. He was the most impressive bowler from a Pakistan perspective, took 1 for 24. The road to 175 runs for India, which was determined as a winning target, they made 52 runs for 1 wicket in their power play. Then they advanced to 92 for 2 wickets in their 10 overs. That's midway. In the 15th over, they were 127 for 4. And in the 20th over, they ended up 175 for 7. So what I'm trying to state here is that the Indian batting lineup is one of the most stable batting lineups in the world. And they have such talented players where they could thump the bowling even at the top of the order or even in the middle order. And they have quality all-rounders. Pakistan, never in the hunt. They lost 4 wickets for 38 runs in the power play overs. Never looked a team that could beat India, sad to say. At the end of 20 overs, 114 for the loss of 8 wickets, Usman Khan, the wicket keeper, made 44, and Shaheen Shah Afridi didn't deliver with the ball, but then made 23 runs. Let's take a look at the Indian bowling. Hardik Pandya, 2 for 16, Jasprit Bumrah, 2 for 17, Akshar Patel, 2 for 29, Sarun Chakravarti, 2 for 17, and Kuldeep Yadav, 1 for 14. Also Tilak Varma, who made 27 runs, took 1 for 11. But the man of the match, obviously, was Ishan Kishan for his wonderful 77. So India, a comprehensive win by 61 runs. Now then, we also go to the Wankhede Stadium, where West Indies had a field day against Nepal. They won the toss, put the Nepalese into bat, and Nepal 133 for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. I was actually sitting and wondering, this is the same team, Nepal, who almost beat England. What's happening? They've been having a slump in the last two games we've seen them play. Dipendra Singh made 58 and Sompai Khan, me, 28. Jason Holder, 4 for 27, bowled very well indeed. Akhil Hussain, 1 for 30. Matthew Ford, 1 for 10. Shamar Joseph, 1 for 38. And Roston Chase, 1 for 10. West Indies had an easy target. 15.2 overs, they got to the target and won this game by 9 wickets, 134 for 1. Shai Hope made 61 unbeaten and Shimron Hetmyer unbeaten on 46. Brendan King chipped in with 22. Nandan took 1 for 24 for Nepal. So easy win for the West Indies. Jason Holder being adjudicated as man of the match. He took 4 for 25. West Indies with 6 points have qualified now alongside India and South Africa as well for the Super 8s. Right now, we come down to Chennai. The United States of America is a team that seems to be a fantastically oiled setup, and they are threatening. They keep their hopes alive in the World Cup because they have beaten Namibia comprehensively by 31 runs and have got up to 4 points. But then their chances of getting to the Super 8 depends on how the game between Pakistan and Namibia will go in Sri Lanka. So Pakistan sadly have been unpredictable, but let's get down and dive down to this particular game. USA won the toss and they made 199 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Monark Patel, the captain, 52 in 30 deliveries, strike rate of 173.33. Sanjay Krishnamurthy was adjudicated as man of the match, made 68 in 33 deliveries, strike rate of 206.6, 6 massive sixes. Now, this Krishnamurthy, the right-hander, was very quiet in the previous games. He didn't get much runs, but yesterday he showed his class. Milan Kumar, 20, and Shian Janigar, 22. Myberg took 2 for 22 for Namibia, and Graham Aramis, 2 for 27. There were two great partnerships. The first wicket partnership for 68 and the fourth wicket for 87. Why I'm stating that on my podcast is that shows the importance of partnership in any form of cricket, be it the red ball or the white ball. Namibia, well, they were on target at one stage because at the end of the power play, they have just lost one wicket but scored 57 runs. Midway, there were 2 wickets for 99, but then it all fell apart as unexpected, to be honest. Ultimately, they made only 168 for 6, and USA won this game comprehensively by 31 runs. Steele Camp made 58, Smith 31, Lofty Eden 28, and Freeling 19. Shadley, the right-arm seamer for the US, 2 for 30, Ali Khan 1 for 48, and Shubhan Rajna 1 for 6. Man of the match, none other than Sanjay Krishnamurthy, 68 runs in 33 deliveries. Well, that's about it. A little bit of a wrap on the T20 World Cup now being played in India and in Sri Lanka. Let's take a look at the games coming up today. Afghanistan will play against the United Arab Emirates. That could be pretty interesting. And England have their work cut out because they are playing against a talented Italian side. And for England to qualify, they need to beat Italy. That's going to be interesting. And Sri Lanka has a huge task playing against the mighty Australians at Palekele. Sri Lanka too are in the same form as England is to need a win to ensure that you get to the Super 8s. So interesting day of cricket from a Sri Lankan England perspective. But of course, Afghanistan, sadly, don't look in contention to qualify. Right now then, let's take a look at rugby news brought to you with the compliments of Shane Dullaver. Havelocks beat the CHN FC by 50 points to 17, and that is a huge margin. I think CHN FC was shell-shocked the way that Havelocks played their rugby, especially in the second half. Sad that CHN FC, one of the oldest rugby-playing clubs in this country, got that type of a thumping. Now, in the Six Nations tournament, Ireland have beaten Italy by 20 points to 13. Scotland got the better of the Englishmen, 31 points to 20. And the French were fantastic, beating Wales by 54 points to 7. Take this opportunity of thanking Shane Dullaver for giving us all this information. I'm sure, Shane, you are listening to us this morning. Please keep rolling in all the rugby news, because our listeners love the message we give to them, especially the results and some of the opinions that you share with us. Well, that's it from me and Luckett Peters this morning. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. Have a blessed week ahead, a blessed day, and listen to a piece of music. Calm your nerves down for your listening pleasure.